For high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's Newark Wildcat Basketball as the Cats play host to the Pickerington Central Tigers in a big OCC Buckeye battle. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Mays. We should have an outstanding matchup tonight between two rivals that respect but don't really care too much for each other, and both teams playing great basketball. The Cats coming in, they've won three straight. They took care of Canal Winchester on Friday, 72-39, outscoring the Indians 58-25 after a deadlocked 14-14 first quarter. And the Cats playing very well here at the Jimmy. They are 6-1 as this continues the four-game homestand. Pickerington Central, they've won four straight with an average margin of 25 points in those victories. Last Friday, they took care of the Gales of Lancaster 65-37, and the Tigers are 4-0 on the road. So far this year, Newark has scored 999 points. That's a 55.5 point per game average, giving up just 43.2. Pickerington Central, they average 62 points a game and give up 56. But in this four-game win streak, they are only giving up an average of 43. The first contest was won at Pickerington by the Cats back on December 20th. 58-53, a good hard-fought road victory for Newark. Ty Gilbert led the way with 25 points. Jay Quackenbush added 10. Braylon Morris and Colton Peterson each had 8. So the Cats are trying to get a season sweep of Pitt Central. And if you look at the last 10 games in this hotly contested series, it is 5 victories apiece, but Newark has won 3 straight, sweeping last year and getting that first contest earlier this campaign. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
Hey, basketball fans! As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
It's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Coach, as you get ready for the big matchup against Pickerington Central, going back to last Friday, great way to start this four-game homestand, just a dominating performance, you know, for those second, third, and fourth quarters. Really good job after being deadlocked at 14.
Yeah, we'll have to get off to a better start than we did, just more mentally. I didn't think we had a whole lot of energy to start the game, so we'll have to have a better start tonight, there's no doubt.
And it's easier to get momentum when you're able to shoot the basketball. 61%, I think, in both halves, 10 of 15 from three. It just seemed like everybody was confident in shooting the rock.
Yeah, and you hope this time of year because, you know, Jake's scoring a little bit inside, but we don't have a whole lot of inside offense against good teams. We're going to have to make jumpers, and we'll have to make some tonight.
Braylon, it just seems when he's on, that ball just comes off his hands so smooth. And I guess I like the fact that if the three's open, he'll take it, but he's comfortable taking it just inside the three, too, for a better shot sometimes.
Absolutely. And you know, his whole job is to figure out how they're guarding him. Mm-hmm. Are they chasing him? Are they tagging him? Are they trying to bump him when he goes through the lane? So it takes a few possessions for us to figure out how they're guarding him and get the ball in spots where he can score. Because up to this point, when you do that, he's been shooting it very well.
Now, I'm going to go old school, and sometimes people don't like comparisons. But I was watching Jade Friday night, and he reminded me a lot, while he wears number 33, number 32 for the Celtics, Kevin McHale. I saw some stuff. I knew you were going to laugh, but yeah. His little jump hook, the way he drives the baseline, your son has a much better open three than McHale did, but I just liked how he has some of that old school mentality when he's in the box.
Well, he's worked a lot on his inside offense in the offseason, all honestly on his own, and it is hard to guard when he's shooting his step back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of things he needs to continue to work on. But the goal for him, for us, was we had somebody we could throw it inside to because we spent 3 years throwing it inside to Steele. So, and Steele worked with him a lot, too, in the offseason. So if we can get him going, that opens up the perimeter a little bit more and gets some of those guys some shots.
Here we are several minutes away still from tip-off, but there's a different attitude when you take on Pickerington Central. It's one of those, I think, great Central Ohio rivalries, and they're coming in red hot. They won four straight and seem to be a much improved basketball team.
They are. They're a young team. They've won four straight, and if you don't come in with some energy and some attitude and some grit, you're going to get beat. And our kids have had some luck with them here in the past when they've had especially definitely more talented teams than us. But you can't look past this team because they don't have the 6'8", 6'9 guys. They have some young kids that are really, really skilled.
And in this four-game win streak from them, I think they're averaging 42 points defensively. So they seem to have figured out you can win basketball games when the shot's not falling by playing good defense.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, we preach here. And Coach Kruger does a great job there. You don't have that much success just because of talent. And a lot of people don't probably give him the credit that he deserves. He gets those kids to play really hard, and it'll be a battle. There's no doubt.
And it was a hard-fought game there. You won by five, made some plays at the end, a couple shots, and the touchdown pass as well. And Ty had a great game as well.
Yes.
So how is he going to go? Or is he going to go tonight?
Ty's full go. He was able to make it through three practices, really two practices and a walkthrough. So he's full go. We'll be back to having our group that we had for probably five or six games. It's been a crazy year. We haven't had everybody the whole year. So, but we'll need everybody that's on the bench, too. And those guys have put in great minutes also.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. When you can have everybody at full strength, even for practices, that gets you ready for a big game like this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And our kids have competed every day in practice, and it'll just be good to have everybody back.
Any one key focus you think for tonight, Coach?
Yeah, you have to get them blocked out. They are a sneaky rebounding team because they're not very big. If you don't get them blocked out, it's going to be a long night.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub, locally sourced char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub, great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home?
Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Say goodbye to car care headaches with Carvenience from Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. For only $49, we'll pick up your vehicle, leave you with a rental, and return it fully serviced and spotless. No more juggling your schedule or wasting hours at the shop. Carvenience lets you focus on what matters while we take care of all the rest, making life easier. Schedule your service today at HindererMotorCompany.com.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Lead is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Fenway Lead will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Fenway Lead and Bryant do whatever it takes.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Just a couple minutes away from tip-off between the Newark Wildcats and the Pickerington Central Tigers. Brian Mays with you here on Kate 98.7. Cats come in 15-3 overall, 8-2 in the OCC Buckeye. The Central Tigers 9-7 is their overall record, a game behind Newark in the conference at 7-3. Overall, the conference standings right now, Reynoldsburg leads Newark by 2 games. The Raiders are 10-0 in the Buckeye, 17-1 overall, and one of the favorites to make it to Dayton for the state final. Newark and Groveport are both 8-2. Pickerington Central is at 7-3. Lancaster 3-7, Canal Winchester 2-8, and the Logan Chieftains so far in the Buckeye, they are 1-9. Good crowd here tonight at the Jimmy, as we always like this matchup between the Wildcats and the Tigers. And it's good to have the Cats basically at full strength for this matchup, especially having Ty Gilbert back at point guard. And now we get playing for the national anthem. Newark and Pickerington Central tonight here on Gary Walters Court. Head coach Jeff Quackenbush continues to have solid programs year in and year out. And also on the other sideline, so does Eric Kruger. 11 years as the head coach of the Tigers, and he has made three trips to the state Final Four, back-to-back years in 17 and 18, and then won it all in 2022, the second state title for the Tigers in basketball. Always a very athletic and deep ball club. Of course, that team in 2022, led by current Ohio State standout Devin Royal. And this team, while they don't have many big players inside, they are athletic, and as Coach alluded to, they are young. They've got two seniors on this ball club, four juniors, and five sophomores. So if you're going to get the Tigers, you might want to get them this year because they're going to be loaded for bear the next couple of seasons. Their starting lineup includes one of the sophomores being Albie Moore. Also starting with him are a couple of juniors, one being number 11, that being Avian Snyder, and Ryan Donovan. Also starting is Titus O'Neill, and the final starter is Landon Evans. So all of them are sophomores or juniors for the Pickerington Central Tigers. Again, it's Albie Moore, Titus O'Neill, Avion Snyder, Ryan Donovan, and Landon Evans. For the Newark Wildcats, Tybron Brooks, the outstanding sophomore, is one of the starters, along with Braylon Morris, who had a whale of a ball game Friday against Canal Winchester with 23 points. Jay Quackenbush didn't all sorts of stuffing the stat box, rebounds, points, assists, block shots. He's getting it done everywhere. Ty Gilbert back in the starting lineup, returning from the injury. He'll run point. And Austin Rose rounds out the starting lineup for the Cats up front, the senior. So again, it's Rose, Quackenbush, Morris, Brooks, and Gilbert starting for the Newark Wildcats. Cats in their home white. Tigers in their visiting blue. Newark right to left to start this contest. Should be a good one in this OCC Buckeye matchup. Donovan and Rose will jump center, and the opening tip controlled by the Newark Wildcats. Brooks will bring it across the timeline. Central starts out in man-to-man. Gilbert up top to Rose. Right wing it goes to Brooks. Looking inside, Quackenbush. Along the right baseline, nothing there. Back up top, Morris. He swings it to Gilbert. Left wing it goes, Brooks. Gilbert gets it. He'll take it to the right elbow. Hang, shoot, score. Welcome back, Ty Gilbert. Wasting no time. Gets on the board, and the Cats lead at 2-0 at 7:27, first quarter. Newark also starts out in man-to-man defense. O'Neill has it. Swings it over to Snyder. Snyder back up top. It goes to Evans. Right wing, Moore. Moore to the top of the key. Over to O'Neill. O'Neill has it to Snyder. He'll take it into the paint. Nice runner. Now the jumper is up and true. That one by O'Neill, and we are deadlocked at 2:01 in. Brooks hands it off to Gilbert. Now to Morris. Morris top of the key. Spins to the right. Right wing, Gilbert. Back up top, Morris. A little bit of a move to the top, but he'll swing it back out to Gilbert, near half court, and the Cats will reset. Rose, left wing Brooks, Tybron, way out front now. Now Morris. Rose, looking inside Quackenbush, triple teamed, has his shot blocked, and the Tigers pick up the loose ball. Moore across the timeline. Here's Evans. He's cut off by Rose. He'll swing it to O'Neill. And now Snyder. Back up top it goes to Donovan. Left wing Moore. Up top O'Neill. Near steal by Rose. And now Moore will take it in. He's cut off. Left baseline a three is up and good by O'Neill. He's got all five of the Tiger points. And they lead by three at 5-2 at 5:55 first quarter. Expect this one to probably be a patient one and not a high scoring. Even though both teams can put up points, probably be a defensive effort this evening, which means every possession is critical. Morris has it out front. Here's Gilbert. Tied with the basketball. He has the lone point so far for Newark. Here's Rose. Looking inside. Nice cut. Brooks puts it off the glass and in for two. Great cut. Great pass. 5-4 pick central. Here's a double team. And a lot of trouble for Snyder. He is able to get it away to O'Neal. And a bounce pass stolen away by Brooks. He's going to be ahead of the pack. It's one-on-one. Now here comes Gilbert. Back to Brooks. Head fade. Got it and one. And the crowd into this one early as well. Good ball movement that time. And the Cats have an opportunity for a three-point play. Foul is on Landon Evans. That'll be his first, team foul number one. Brooks at the line. Cats now up 6-5. Looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Ames shoots, and it's short. And what do we got? Lane violation. And that is really crazy because the Cats had nobody on the foul line, and Pickerington Central still caused a violation all by the lonesome. Early substitution, Kalen Winbush comes in for Austin Rose. Yeah, the Cats had nobody there, and yet the Tigers still commit a lane violation, so Brooks has an opportunity now for another foul shot. And that one is also short. Quackenbush, now they came into the lane, but he's unable to get the rebound. 6-5 Newark, 5 minutes left, first quarter. Evans with Winbush hounding him out front. Loose ball. That's going to go out of bounds. Kalen Winbush continues to play great defense. Out of bounds to the Cats at midcourt. Oh, he has played great defense all season. Does the dirty work, gets on the floor, and usually guards one of the top players on the opposing team when he comes in. He's got the ball out front. Left wing, Gilbert. Up top, Quackenbush. Right wing, Brooks. Here's Morris, top of the key. He takes it into the paint, cut off, and they'll reset with Brooks out front. Now it goes to Winbush. Right wing, Gilbert. 6-5, Newark. Quackenbush up top, back to Ty. He's double-teamed. Brooks has it right wing, looking inside to Quackenbush. Nothing there. Back out front near half court to Gilbert. He'll pass it off to Winbush. Quackenbush, top of the key. Jake hands it off to Brooks. Head fake. Loses the ball, and Pickerington gets the turnover. Up ahead. The shot blocked by Morris. And a foul on Central. Oh, Morris came out of nowhere. Return to sender. The Jimmy is rocking early. 6-5 Newark. And we're just getting started. What a block by Morris. Brooks brings it across the timeline. He'll go left elbow, cut off. In trouble. And the pass knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Newark. Substitution coming in for the Cats. Colton Peterson will check in. And Brooks will take a seat. Tybron off to a good start with 4 points. Side out in front of the central bench. Quackenbush will inbound it for the Cats. In the backcourt it goes to Gilbert. And they'll set things up with a one-point lead. Peterson to Morris. Quackenbush has it. Out front, Winbush. Left wing, Gilbert. Here's Morris. Open three. Top of the key. Around, and it spins out. Quackenbush there for the offensive rebound. And it goes off his hands, and he might have jammed a finger. Definitely in a little bit of pain. Yeah, he's actually in a lot of pain. He's trying to fight through it, but he definitely, I think, jammed a finger there, and it's hurting. He's going to play defense, though. Cats up by one at 3:25. Up top it goes to Evans. Right wing, O'Neal. O'Neal, nothing there. Gives it off to Donovan, top of the key. Donovan cut off. Here's O'Neal. He drives baseline on Quackenbush and is fouled by Winbush. Good hard foul. Sends O'Neal to the line for a pair. Foul on Winbush is his first. 3:13 remains, 6-5 Newark. We'll take a break. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
O'Neill hits one of two, so we are tied at six. Gilbert for a three, off the iron, no good, and the rebound by Central. Ahead it goes to Donovan. He will swing it. O'Neill, another three, got it. He has all of their points. 9-6, Pickerington. Going to have to put a body on him. Morris hands it off to Gilbert. Now Peterson. Peterson out front, gives it off to Morris. Morris back to Peterson. Looking inside to Winbush, but the pass too far ahead of Kalen, and it will go back to the Tigers, leading 9-6 with 2:24 left in this opening stanza. Quackenbush back in, and Winbush will sit. And Central will bring it up. Evans has that honor. Peterson will meet him at half court. He'll dribble to the right, where Quackenbush will meet him. Steal by Morris. Ahead of the pack. Wham! Central by a point. Morris with the steal and the throwdown. Pretty entertaining first quarter, don't you think? 1:52 remains in it. Ball on the floor. Who's going to get it? Central is able to get it back. Here's Evans. He's double-teamed in the baseline. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Loose ball. Cats got it. Gilbert has it. Oh, it's physical right now. Both teams going at it. And we're going to have a jump ball. And it will go over to the Tigers. Refs are letting them play. We'll see if the whistles tighten up because it is physical right now. Brooks will check back in and Gilbert will take a seat. 9-8. Pitch Central by a point over Newark at 1:35 first quarter. And how much you exhume energy in this one will be a lot too. Bench, Coach Quack talked about it, will play a factor because these teams are going to work each other hard on defense. Morris knocks it out of bounds. It will stay with the Tigers. Both teams ratcheting up their defense right now. Sideline out of bounds for the Tigers in front of the Newark bench with 1:17 left. What do we got? Offensive foul. Morris draws it. So Morris in the last couple of possessions with a steal and now gets the offensive foul. So the Cats will get it down by a point at 9-8. 1:15 remains in this first quarter. Brooks has it. He'll bring it across the timeline. Off it goes to Peterson. Peterson to Quackenbush. Bodie Smith has checked in. And the pass knocked away. Good defense by the Tigers as they get the ball back. Deflected pass. Here they come. Evans swings it over to Snyder. Near steal, but Evans gets it back. He'll take it to the left elbow. Cut off. Moore has it. 44 seconds left. Snyder has it, and we'll have a foul on Peterson on the reach. Foul on Colton Peterson, his first. Team foul number two. Forty-two seconds remain, first quarter. 9-8, Pitt Central. Cats have won three straight coming in. Tigers have won four in a row. And this game could be very important for seeding coming up the draw this Sunday for the tournament, which will start in about 3 weeks. Moore takes it in. Runner not going to count. Offensive foul. The Central fans not happy, and a bunch have made the trip from Fairfield County. That's the second offensive foul that the Cats have been able to get in this first quarter. Gilbert back in, and Smith will sit. 24 and a half ticks remain. Denzel Osang checks in for Pickerington, and Snyder will take a break. So the Cats will bring it across the timeline, trailing by a point at 9-8, as we have 15 seconds remain, first quarter. Brooks near the timeline. Off it goes to Gilbert. 11 seconds remain. Brooks, quick double team. Peterson has it, and he is called for steps. Osang came out to meet him. And so Pickerington will have the last shot opportunity in this first quarter, up by a point, and 6.9 seconds remain. Donovan into Moore in the backcourt. Moore brings it across with 3 seconds, takes it to the elbow with two, with one, and no shot off. 9-8, Pickerington Central by one. Quarter number two coming up. You're listening to Cats Basketball on Kate 98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
Have you ever fallen in love with a fridge or a brand new TV, a cozy new recliner, or that nice dreamy new washer and dryer set? At Rent to Own, it could be yours. It's love at first rent. That's right. Rent today. Get payments for 2 weeks of your choice. No credit checks, and everyone is pre-approved. It was meant to be. Visit in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
9-8 Pickerington Central as we start quarter number two at the Jimmy. Cats with the basketball. Across the timeline, it's Brooks. He's got 4 points, two for Morris and two for Ty Gilbert. Morris has it the right elbow. Quackenbush has it. Jake taking it into the paint. Fade away. No good. Rose battles, but Evans gets the rebound. And the Tigers will bring it across, still leading by a point. A couple of three-point leads in that first quarter for Central. Cats had one early lead. I should say two at 2-0 and 6-5. Foul will be on Braylon Morris there. That'll be his first and team's first. Side out in front of the Wildcat bench for the Tigers. And it goes to Donovan. Swings it up top to Snyder. Snyder over it goes to Moore. Now O'Neal has it. Way out front. Keeps his dribble. Now Moore has it on the right wing. Donovan takes it to the left elbow. He's cut off. Evans takes it left baseline. He will swing it. Cats, though, right there. Nothing easy for either team so far in this contest, and that's what we expected. Right wing, it's Snyder. He launches a very contested three, and the bank is open. And it goes, 12-8. That was good defense. Sometimes you just get unlucky. 12-8, Tigers. That's Snyder's first points of the night. Morris has it. Over it goes to Rose, top of the key. Quackenbush. Gets a pick from Rose. Takes it to the foul circle. He's fouled. No call. Morris gets a three. Swish. Braylon Morris continues to be red hot. And the lead cut back to one at 12-11. 6:20 to go before the break. Tigers with the basketball. They'll set things up with the one-point lead. Moore has it on the right wing. Up top, it's Donovan. Donovan gets free along the baseline. Hangs, shoots, scores. A little bit of a breakdown defensively right there, and Donovan took advantage of it. And back to a three-point lead for the Tigers at 14-11. Morris spins at the right wing. Gilbert back to Morris. Long three. Tied. He is feeling it, the senior. Deadlocked now at 14 at 5.5 in this second quarter. Donovan has it. Gives it off to Moore. Moore trying to spin, but Morris is right there with him. Moore swings it over. Cats hounding right now. Nobody available. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Central. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian May is with you here at Newark High School, and Donovan gets to the line because there's a foul called on Braylon Morris, and that's big because that's his second. Braylon has 8 of the Cats' 14 points. Do you keep him in or sit him for a bit? First foul shot by Donovan is good. Yep, Peterson will in, and Morris will take a seat. Tough to have him out with two fouls, but you've got to be careful. This is a long basketball game. Though he's shooting so well. 23 on Friday, already 8 so far tonight. Donovan's second foul shot is good, so he's now got 4. And the Tigers regain the lead at 16-14 with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brooks has his pass knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Newark. And they will side out in front of the Cats' home crowd. Everyone just kind of settling down after that very intense first quarter. Brooks takes it all the way off the glass. No, but he is fouled. Let's see if it's going to be on the floor or if they're shooting. Foul is on Moore. That's his second. And they are going to say not shooting, so it'll be baseline out of bounds underneath the basket for Newark. Trailing by 2 at 16-14. 4:55 remains in quarter number 2. And it goes to Quackenbush. Kisses it off the glass nicely for 2. That's Jake's first points of the night and tied once again at 16. Jordan Sanders has checked in for the Tigers. He has the basketball and now taking it to the paint. Knocked out of bounds. Nope, it stays in bounds and the Cats have it on the turnover. It's 3-on-3. Gilbert, Peterson, left baseline cut off. Brooks, head fake, takes it into the paint. Nothing there. Good recovery defense by the Tigers. Gilbert now has it. Quackenbush, Brooks, and they'll reset. Both teams playing excellent defense. Quackenbush left wing, up top Rose. Austin, now to Peterson. He gets free. But right there to help is the Tigers. Now Gilbert open for 3. He's fouled, and it counts. Oh, a chance for a 4-point play. Ty Gilbert with a chance for a 4-point play, and the Cats go up 19-16 with a chance to make it 4. Ty's missed the last few games because of the ankle injury, but he's looking fine tonight. So Gilbert at the line. And when the Cats are shooting this well, that just is going to extend the defense, leading to the opportunity for 3-point or sometimes 4-point possessions. Foul shot is good. Gilbert now with 6. Cats' largest lead at 20-16 as we come up on 4 minutes to play before halftime. Sanders, now Donovan has it. Back to Sanders, left wing. He'll bring it way out front and reset. He'll drive on Rose, and Austin's going to get called for the bump. So the foul on Rose will be his first. And team foul number 3. Baseline out of bounds for Pitt Central. Still looking to get it in. Still can't. Now finally does to Evans. Evans, left wing outside the arc. Loose ball, but Pickerington's able to get it back. And now a double team. That leaves Sanders wide open. He'll take it into the paint. Runner no good. Strong rebound by Quackenbush. And the Cats get the ball up by 4. Brooks Takes it left baseline. Now goes to Peterson. Colton hands it off to Quackenbush near the Newark logo at the half-court stripe. Now Brooks left wing, up top Rose. Rose, Quackenbush right wing. Jake takes it to the foul circle. Left-handed, yes, sir! 22-16, Cats on a mini run. Jake with four, timeout Pitt Central. 2:58 remains second quarter, Cats by six. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Fans, we have a doubleheader for you coming up this Friday evening as both the girls and boys entertain Taze Valley and OCC Buckeye Tilt. Our coverage begins at 5:45, and the girls will tip at 6. The boys will follow after, exclusively here on Kate 98.7. After the timeout, Pickerington Central with the basketball trailing 22-16 as Newark is on an 8-0 run with 2:40 remaining in this second quarter. Sanders has it. He'll drive baseline. No good, but he's fouled by Peterson. That'll be Colton's second, and team foul number 4. And they are going to say Sanders is shooting. He's come in, the sophomore, and is looking to be like the microwave Vinny Johnson, trying to be aggressive and going right to the rack. Not hesitating at all. He gets the first foul shot. And that cuts the lead to 5 and ends the 8-zip run by the Cats. Second foul shot is short. Quackenbush battles and gets another strong rebound with two Tigers all around him, but he still holds on to it. Brooks faces a double team. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? And they are calling a very quick jump ball, but the alternate possession will go back to the Tigers. That double team kind of came out of nowhere. And it will stay now with the Tigers, with the Cats leading by 5. Baseline out of bounds for Pitt Central. Sanders will take care of those duties. In it goes, and they will reset. Open 3 on the way, no good, and we've got a foul inside. See who that foul is on. I think it's on Evans. That'll be his second. Team foul number 3, battling in the paint. Here comes that physicality. So the Cats with 4 team fouls in the second quarter, and now Central with 3. Evans will sit, and Osain will come back in. On the floor for Newark, Quackenbush, Brooks, Smith, Gilbert, and Peterson. Brooks gets a nice pick, brings it across the timeline. Off it goes to Quackenbush, now Smith. Left wing, Peterson. Peterson, he will drive baseline, takes it up strong. He got an elbow, and that will be a foul on Peterson, and that will be his third. So, a little bit of foul trouble coming up now. That was a good call. He laid it in there, and everyone could see it. So Peterson will sit, and Morris comes back in. Nope, he's going to bring in Winbush. So I think Morris might sit for the remainder of the second quarter with those two fouls. Winbush in, under 2 to play. Cats up by 5. Strong to the basket, up and in is Avion Snyder, and the lead down to 3. So a 3-zip run, and a near steal. It's that Sanders kid again, and a foul on Quackenbush. Sanders just very, very quick and aggressive. He's had now 2 steals in the last 3 possessions. He's got a motor. And that will put Central in the double bonus. He's getting aggressive with really not committing a foul. Cats have to be wary of him. And now Sanders will go to the line for a pair. He just went one of two from the charity stripe. So Newark had a six-point lead, and it quickly could be cut down to one, depending on the foul shots here by the sophomore. The first one is short, so he's missed two straight. And he'll try just to split the pair here. But he's definitely come in and given them a spark. Second foul shot also no good, though. One of four from the line, so the Cats maintain the three-point lead. Here's Brooks across the timeline. 90 seconds to play before halftime. Cats up by three, 22-19. Gilbert out front, now to Quackenbush. Winbush, Smith, left wing Brooks. Up top, Quackenbush. Over goes to Brooks. Hands it off to Smith near steal, but Bodie's able to get it back. Now to Winbush. Winbush right wing. He'll bring it out to Gilbert. And with a minute to play, the Cats will reset. Quackenbush top of the key. Jake taking it up strong. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound by the Tigers. A lot of contact there. Coach wants a foul. He didn't get it. Sanders way out front. 45 seconds to play. Snyder. Winbush guarding him. He slips. What do we got? Travel. Both coaches a little frustrated with the officiating, and you see that sometimes. They let it play in the first quarter, and then you're looking for fouls, and I'd say the refs have done a pretty good job in this first half. We'll see what happens in half number two. Gilbert, off it goes to Brooks. A quick double team. Now over to Smith. Smith, left wing Quackenbush. Quackenbush cuts his dribble off in trouble. Now to Winbush, all the way near half court, back to Quackenbush. 18 seconds to play. Smith has it. Still way out front. Smith off to Winbush. Now to Brooks, 10 seconds. Brooks will drive right wing. Looking inside, it's Winbush, nice cut. Off the glass, no good. Brooks gets the offensive rebound. Back to Winbush. What are they calling? Listen, we got a foul on the floor against Central. And we do have a push with 6/10 of a second left. And unfortunately, that's just the fourth foul. Cats have to get in quick. Quackenbush does. I think he was fouled. I think he was fouled before the buzzer. Oh, what an opportunity here. And he was. They did a quick inbounds, and Jake was definitely hit on the hand. And the referee blew his whistle before time expired. So Jake will go to the line all by his lonesome. And a chance to expand this lead. Junior's first foul shot. Yep. Mark this down as a potential game changer going to the break. Ready for the second foul shot. On the way. Pure. And that's the way this very entertaining first half will come to an end. Newark trailed 9-8 after the first quarter, but they go into halftime with a 24-19 lead over the Pickerington Central Tigers. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Start your year off-road. Hi, this is Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 on select Polaris Sportsman models. Financing specials as low as 1.99% for qualified buyers. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure. Come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. We'll see you on the trails.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store. Ross Granville Market.
Sometimes we need extra healthcare assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Another reason to choose Hinderer Motor Company for your next vehicle. This is Justin Hinderer. Every vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty, award-winning service, and our exclusive Carvenience. We pick up your vehicle, service it, and return it so you save time and enjoy peace of mind. That's Carvenience. At Hinderer Motor Company, we take care of everything so you can drive worry-free. See why we're the best choice for your next new or used car by visiting HinderMotorCompany.com.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
Brian Mays back at the Jimmy. Halftime between Newark and Pickerington Central. Cats have a 5-point lead over the Tigers at 24-19. Tigers led 9-8 after one, but then Newark got a 8-0 run in the second quarter to take a 22-16 lead. The Tigers chipped away at it, but right before the break, a foul on the Tigers with less than a second to go gave the Cats an opportunity, and Jake Quackenbush took advantage of it, hitting two foul shots to give Newark the 24-19 lead. Looking at the scoring in the first half for the Cats, they were led by Braylon Morris. He had 8 points, 6 points each for Quackenbush and Ty Gilbert, including a four-point play, and 4 points by Tybron Brooks. We should mention that there was a change with the starting lineup for Pickerington Central and a change on jerseys, so we want to apologize. Avian Snyder, which we had as number 11, actually is number 22, and he is the top scorer. He is the one that had 9 points in that first half for Pickerington Central. So 9 points for Avian Snyder, also scoring for the Pickerington Tigers, 4 points for Ryan Donovan, 1 point for Jordan Sanders, but while he was only one of four from the line, he really caused havoc on the floor, getting a couple of steals and really kind of getting Pickerington Central back in this contest after they did trail by 8 points in the second half. We should also mention 5 points also for, and we're checking to see who it is. Well, now now we've got it figured out. You got to work with me back to the studio, Ethan, because I'm losing it. We have Aiden Snyder with 9 points. Thank you for the correction. All right, Aiden Snyder with 9 points. Avian Snyder has 5. We'll get it right eventually. We're focused on Newark anyways, right? Cat shooting 60% from the floor at 9 of 15. They are 3 of 5 from the three-point line at 60%, both of those. 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, 75%. Pickerington Central, they have missed 2 shots. They're 6 of 8 from the floor, 75%. Have not missed from 3 at 3 of 3, but they are only 4 of 8 from the charity stripe. So you shoot 75%, you don't miss a three-pointer, and yet you still trail by five. That shows the type of game this already is. And these are two great defenses, but yet teams are shooting extremely well. That's why we don't have a lot of rebounds. The Tigers have five rebounds, and Newark has four, but the Cats do have eight steals to the Tigers' four steals, 10 turnovers for Pickerington Central, and eight for Newark. Now, the key moving forward is going to be fouls in that second half. Colton Peterson has three fouls for the Newark Wildcats. Braylon Morris, who again, red hot from the floor, he's got two personal fouls. Those are the two big ones. One each for Kalen Winbush, Jake Quackenbush, and Austin Rose. The Tigers have three, check that, four players with two personal fouls. Albie Moore, Avion Snyder, Aiden Snyder, and Landon Evans. So we'll see who can stay out of foul trouble in this second half, as both teams have some key players that have to be very careful with either two or, as we mentioned, Colton Peterson with the three personal fouls. But both teams shooting lights out. We'll see what continues here in half number two. It is going to be a possession-by-possession ball game. And again, the rest, for the most part, even though there were a lot of fouls called, let these two teams play. Will they tighten that whistle even more in the second half? It's been, again, while it's hotly contested, no real issues on the floor. Both teams, as we said in the opening, respect each other, maybe not care for each other, but it's been a well-played game by both teams, and we'll see what adjustments Coach Quack and Coach Kruger will make here in this second half. Fans, we also have a treat for you on the WCLT.com website. The Licking County Sports Spotlight, featuring local high schools here in the county, speaking to coaches, players, athletic directors from various schools on winter sports. Right now, up on it, we've got Licking Heights, Watkins Memorial, Utica, Northridge, and a little special presentation with Newark with some former outstanding players and coaches as well. So that's the Licking County Sports Spotlight. If you go to keywords, do the drop down, you'll see Sports Spotlight. You can click on there and listen to your favorite school on WCLT.com. Third quarter is next. Newark leads by 5, 24-19, as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
When you're ready to sell your car, another reason to choose Hinder Motor Company is the easy, fast, fair, and hassle-free way to sell. This is Justin Hinderer. We pay top dollar for your vehicle, whatever the make or model, and no purchase is necessary. Consider trading and get even more toward your next vehicle. Drive in today and leave with cash or get a great deal. See why it's a pleasure doing business. Just visit HinderMotorCompany.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Getting ready to start the third quarter. Tigers will get the basketball to start quarter number three. Cats will go left to right, leading by 5, 24-19. And already we've got an issue before we start with alternate possession. Everybody was lined up to have the Tigers get it. Coach Kruger's going, what's up? And are they going to say Newark gets the ball to start the third quarter? Yes, they are. So we'll take that. Coach Kruger just kind of dumbfounded at the moment. Everybody was set to have Central with the basketball, but Newark will get it with Brooks Quackenbush, Rose, Gilbert, and Morris to start this third quarter. Both teams have played man-to-man throughout, and that's what continues. And Morris is open for three off the back iron and the rebound by the Tigers. Going quickly and going right coast to coast is Avion Snyder. So he's now got seven, trailing his brother by two. But right back comes Braylon Morris. Morris in double figures with 10. And the Cats now back up by 5 at 26 to 21. Donovan has it way out front. Off it goes to Evans. Evans takes it to the left elbow. He threw an elbow, no call. Now takes it up and gets the basket and the foul on Austin Rose. So a chance for a three-point play for the Tigers. That'll be his second, Austin's, and team foul number one in this third quarter. Evans' first points of the evening. Cuts the lead to three. Foul shot is good. Winbush will come in, and Rose will take a seat. 7:14, third quarter. And the Cats lead down to two at 26-24. And it goes to Morris in the backcourt. Braylon across the timeline. Off to Brooks. Swings it to Gilbert. Left wing, Quackenbush. Winbush has it top of the key. Morris, right wing, fires a three. Swish. Oh, he is just feeling it. 13 now for Braylon, the senior, leading the way for the Cats. And it's 29-24, back up to five. Moore left wing. Takes it into the paint. His runner off the glass. No, it hung on there forever. Rebound by Donovan. He can't get it. And Brooks gets the carom for the Cats. Two close range misses that time by the Tigers. See if the Cats can take advantage. Up by five at 29-24. Winbush almost walked, but he was able to keep his pivot foot. Right wing, Quackenbush. Jake, way out front. In trouble, gives it off to Morris. Morris to Winbush. Swings it to Morris. He'll fire another three. Why not? And what do we got? The whistle. The three is good. Now the referee comes to the scorer's table. Has a conversation with Coach Quackenbush. And we're up top here at the Jimmy. Not sure what that conversation was. The three-pointer is good for Morris. He already has eight in this third quarter. And the lead up to eight, the largest of the night for the Cats, with 6 minutes to play, third quarter. 16 overall for Morris. Critical juncture right now in this ballgame. Here's Evans. Up top, Donovan. Swings it over to Snyder. Inside. Nice move up and in. And that is Landon Evans. He's got five in this third quarter. He's come out with a lot of energy for the Tigers after being scoreless in that first half. And it's 32-26. Newark by six. Morris. Wonder if we have a heat check coming shortly. Winbush right wing. Up top, Morris. Looking inside, Quackenbush. Nice pass. Head fake. Goes up and he's fouled. Fouls on Albie Moore. That will be his third. And that'll be the first team foul in this third quarter. So Jake will go back to the line where he made two critical ones with no time left in that first half. See if he can come back and hit a couple more here from the charity stripe. 6 points on the night. First foul shot on the way. Short. So Jake will try to split the pair here. Cats up by 6, 32-26. Second foul shot, good. So Jake now with 7, and that's the Cats' lead at 5:15, third quarter. Snyder gives it off to his brother, and what do we got? Out of bounds, I think. Nope. Going to call a foul. Foul is on Winbush, so that will be Kalen's second. Team foul number two. Side out for the Tigers. On the home crowd's side of this court. In it goes to Avian Snyder. And Winbush is going to be called for a push. Coach Quack can't believe it. The Central fans with a mock cheer. So Kaylin now has got three. Rose will come back in. And I think we're seeing the whistles tightening up here in the third quarter like we thought it might happen. Evans swings it. Aiden Snyder, a three. He got it. Aiden Snyder now with 12. He had nine in that first quarter. Didn't score in quarter number two, but he drains a three and quickly down back to four. Newark's lead. Brooks. Now to Morris. Braylon a three. Holy cow! To say he's feeling it is an understatement. He's got three trifectas in this third quarter. Back up to seven, 36-29. Getting it done is the senior. Evans. Off it goes Aiden Snyder. What do we got? Offensive foul! That will be his third, Aiden Snyder. Quackenbush draws it. And the Cats get the ball back up by seven. That was a good call. That was absolutely the right call. 36-29, Newark by seven. Brooks has it. Bounce pass to Rose. Nice cut inside. Morris. Haynes shoots and gets it. Braylon Morris on fire. Cats up by nine, 38-29 with 3:45. Here's a three on the way. Oh, that is pure by Albie Moore. Silences the home crowd for a minute. Loose ball. It'll go to Newark out of bounds. And I tell you what, Avian Snyder's real close to a technical foul. Real close. The referee's giving him a look. He's not going to have it. Got to be careful here. He's just now telling Coach Kruger, don't have your players react like that. So Moore will sit after hitting that big three, and coming in again is Jordan Sanders. Quackenbush has it. Right wing. Jake. And we're going to have a foul, and that one's going to be on Avian Snyder. That'll be his third. So both Snyders with three, Albie Moore with three. And the Cats will do a side out here. They'll move it baseline out of bounds. Up by six, 38-32. Substitution coming in. It's Osang coming in. And Avian Snyder will take a seat. Gilbert will inbound it underneath the Cats basket. Looking to get it in. He does to Morris way out front. Morris takes it to the foul circle. His runner. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is the Braylon Moore Show, and we're just happy to be a part of it. 40-32, Cats by 8. 3:15 remains, third quarter. Evans with it. Rose guarding him, top of the key. He wants to go one-on-one. Physical, but Rose cuts him off. Here's Donovan, left wing. Back to Evans. They will swing it to Sanders. Sanders trying to use a step on Brooks. He'll take it into the paint. His shot is blocked. Oh, but they call a foul on Brooks. 2:57, third quarter. Cats by eight. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Prager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Craiger Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
Well, we've got a lot going on the timeout. Sanders hits one of two foul shots. We have a disturbance in the crowd on the Pickerington Central sidelines at the moment. We're going to have to see what took place here in front of us. It's 40-33. Newark leads by 7. But we definitely have a disturbance going on between fans. Coach Quackenbush is seeing what's going on. Coach Franks in the stands is coming over to help deal with it. And we have stopped play. I don't know if it was some fans mouthing off to each other, but it definitely got the crowd up. The police are now coming over to try to settle things down, but it definitely was some fans jawing at each other. It seems like order is being restored. Both teams are at their benches at the moment. There is some smiles going on, which is a good thing. It seems to be between a couple of fans on both sides. And order is being restored. Doesn't look like anyone is going to be tossed. And we'll have to regain our composure a little bit. And I think we're set to go. So we said it was heated. We said there's no love lost between these two schools. And it happens on the court and happening right now, really right in front of us. But we're all good now, and we'll just see how this plays out. 40-33, Cats by 7. Central has the basketball, 2.5 to play, third quarter. Here's Sanders. Again, he just made one of two foul shots. He's got 2 points. Looking inside, that's Evans. They'll swing it to Osang. He'll launch a three. Got it. He actually stepped back to go behind the arc to drain that three and the lead back down to 4 at 40-36. Brooks, Gilbert, Morris, Braylon, red hot. He's got 15 in this quarter. Here's Quackenbush, double teamed. And we're going to have a jump ball, I believe. Yep, jump ball, alternate possession to Central. That double team came quick, and Jake really had nowhere to go. So it will be out of bounds to the Tigers. 40-36, Newark by 4 with 1:48. And what I think we can safely say, a highly contested third quarter here at the Jimmy. Sanders across the timeline. He'll drive right wing. Puts it up, no good, and they'll call a block on Quackenbush. I thought Jake was there, but they're going to say nope. And so Central will go back to the line. That'll be Jake's second foul. And Johnson at the line, where he is 2 of 6 so far this evening. He's got 2 points. First one around, and it will go through. So he's got now 3. Cats led 40-32. It's a 5-0 run here by the Tigers as we get closer to the end of this third quarter. Second foul shot, he nailed them both. So he's got 4, and the lead is 2. 90 seconds remain, third quarter. Brooks. Across the timeline. Here's Rose. Nice pass inside. Quackenbush for 2. Great cut. Jake with 9. And the lead back up to 4. 42-38. Johnson with it way out front. Johnson. Over goes to Snyder. He almost lost it but gets it back. He'll drive baseline. Yep. They're going to call it close now. They are going to call it close the rest of the way. After what we've seen on the floor and now what we saw in the stands, we might have a long fourth quarter. Foul on Brooks is his second. It's double bonus time for the Tigers. So at the line, Aiden Snyder. First one good. He's got 13. Top scorer for the Tigers. 42-39, Newark by 3. They led 24-19 at the break. Second foul shot, good. 14 now for Aiden Snyder. Avian Snyder, his brother's got 7. Under a minute to play, 42-40, Newark by 2. Morris double teamed off to Morris. Brooks, good head fake, takes it into the paint, puts it up strong. Should have been and one, but he does get the basket. He definitely had harm on that one, they don't call it. After I say they tighten it up, they let that one slip. 44-40. Brooks now with six. 35 seconds to play. It's Johnson way out front. Looks like the Tigers will play for one here as we hit 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Johnson way out near half court. Rose is on him. That is a speed mismatch. Got to be careful here. He'll look to drive, I'm sure. Here he goes at 15 seconds. Takes it into the paint. Layup, no good, and a foul on Rose. That was just a tough assignment for Austin. Not much he could do there. Third personal on Austin. Winbush looks to come back in. Johnson back to the line for two at 13.8. I think he went a little bit too early. The Cats, if they can have the opportunity here, should get a chance for a shot to close out the quarter. Foul shot by Johnson. He's found his stroke now at the line as he's hit four straight. Winbush in, Rose out. 44-41, Newark by three. Johnson, second one is good. He's come off the bench and given him six, and the lead at two, under 10 to play. Third quarter, Brooks, right wing, off to Gilbert. 5 seconds, tie's got to go. Quackenbush, head fake, takes it into the paint, and we'll have a foul. Foul will be on Evans, that'll be his third. 1.2. And yet they are not in the bonus yet, are the Cats, so they'll have to inbound it again like they did in the second quarter. 1.2 seconds. Gilbert looking to get it in. Morris, open three, off the iron, no good. Here we go, fourth quarter next. Cats up by two. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
8 minutes to play here at the Jimmy. Cats up by two, 44-42, and they'll get the ball to start this final quarter of action. Brooks will get it in the backcourt, and we'll bring it across the timeline. What a third quarter for Braylon Morris. 15 points. He's got 23 for the contest. Foul is quickly on Landon Evans to start this quarter. That's his fourth. He's got four. Both Adian and Avian Snyder each have three. Albie Moore has three for the Tigers. For Newark, Colton Peterson, Kalen Winbush, and Austin Rose all have three. Peterson, off it goes to Gilbert, left wing, up top, Quackenbush. Quackenbush, right elbow, takes it up strong, and will get fouled by Donovan. Good aggressive move by Jake right there. He'll go to the charity stripe for two. That'll be Evans, check that, Donovan's second, and already the second team foul for Pitt Central, and we have not even played 30 seconds in this fourth quarter. Quackenbush at the line, he's got nine. Make it, it's spun in and out. That is not the announcer's jinx. But it did not stay home, so Jake hoping to get the back end of this two-shot foul. Lines it up. And That one spun out as well. My goodness. Both looked good. Both were in. Both spit out. 44-42. Newark by two. Steal by Brooks. Tybron looking to take it coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Big play there by Brooks, the sophomore. He's got eight. And the Cats lead back to four. 46-42. 7:10 remains in this fourth quarter. Johnson has it. He'll take it into the paint. Boys, he quick. Shot no good. Foul Morris. That's his third. So Braylon's got three. Team foul number one in this fourth quarter. And Johnson back to the line. He started one of four, but has made five consecutive foul shots. 6 points off the bench. He's really kind of been the catalyst since he came in. Make that six straight. 7 points overall. And looking to nail both foul shots here. The sophomore puts it in. Lead back to two, 46-44. Back and forth we go. Hope you're enjoying this one on Kate 98.7, Newark and Pitt Central. Here's Quackenbush, swings it to Gilbert. Morris. Morris takes it baseline, lays it up and in. They tried a double team, and he just blew right through it. 25 for Braylon. And it's 48-44, Newark by four. Snyder, off it goes. Donovan has it left wing. Johnson left baseline. Now here's Evans. He's got four personal fouls. Fires a tough jumper way short. Great defense by Quackenbush. Off it goes to Morris. That definitely was an ill-advised shot. Morris still in the backcourt, faces a double team, in trouble, and he traveled. That double team just came out of nowhere like it did in the first half. And that was Donovan with a good job, along with Evans, just to force the turnover on Morris, and Central gets it back, down by four. 6 minutes remain, fourth quarter. Johnson, again, takes it into the paint. His runner way short, offensive rebound, up and in by Evans. He now has got seven, and it's a two-point lead for Newark at 48-46. So both teams getting huge plays on defense. The steal by Brooks and then that turnover, getting baskets for each team. Gilbert inside Quackenbush. One-on-one. Jake taking it up strong. Little hook. This one stays home. Jake's into double figures with 11, and it's 50-46. Cats by four. 5:15 remains. Fourth quarter. Johnson. Off it goes to Snyder. Snyder. To his brother Avian. Now a shot up, no good. Quackenbush, another strong rebound. Big possession right here. Cats up by four. Under five to play, fourth quarter. Brooks, way out front to Gilbert. Right wing, Morris. Braylon, here's Quackenbush. Jake has it knocked away, but it goes right to Gilbert. Into the paint, in trouble, and a steal by Donovan. Donovan looking to take it coast to coast. He's cut up. Now here's Johnson. You know he'll take it into the paint. He throws it away. Can Gilbert get it? He does. Saves it. Morris ahead of the pack. Another slam. Yes, sir! Timeout! We got an injured player on the floor. It's Donovan at half court. He went to the floor hard with Gilbert. Gilbert battled for it. Got it to Morris. He throws the hammer down. And we have Donovan still on the floor. He's going to be helped up now. Probably just the wind knocked out of him. And gets a nice hand from the crowd here. 52-46. 4:27 remains in this fourth quarter. Braylon now has got 27. And it looks like Brooks may have a little bit of blood on his left arm. They'll wrap it up so he can stay in there. Boy, this has been intense, as we know it would be. It always is with these two ball clubs. Cats won the first round at Pickerington, 58-53. That type of ball game here tonight at the Jimmy. 52-46 Newark. 4:20 to go. Avian Snyder, top of the key. Gives it off to Evans. Evans taking it strong to the rack. Puts it up. No good. Quackenbush comes up with another huge board. Outlet to Brooks. Tyburn, he's going to face a double team in trouble. Gives it off to Quackenbush. Nice pass, Gilbert. Layup for two. Oh, that was pretty basketball. Timeout, Pickerington Central. And the fans come to their feet. 3:59, fourth quarter, Cats by 8. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Now through February 28th, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online, CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts. It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Cats on a 6-0 run, expanding their lead to 8 at 54-46. Just a tick under 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Newark coming in 8-2 in the Buckeye. Central one game behind at 7-3. Both trailing Reynoldsburg, unbeaten after 10 contests, are the Raiders in league action. Tigers with the basketball. Across the timeline, Avian Snyder. He'll dribble right wing. Off to his brother, Aiden Snyder, left wing. Johnson, left baseline, brings it back up top. That's Evans. Avian Snyder, right wing. Morris on him. He's got three fouls. Got to be careful. Johnson, left wing. Aiden Snyder now up top. Albie Moore. And Snyder was not looking for the pass, and Moore zipped it to him. It goes out of bounds. So that possession took about 34 seconds, and it comes up empty for the Tigers. And it looks like they're going to employ a little bit of full-court press here. Cats inbounded on the side in front of the Tiger bench, and it goes to Brooks. This is a very dangerous pressing team. Gilbert gets it across the timeline over to Quackenbush. Now to Gilbert. You don't want to necessarily milk, but you want to take a little time and get that best shot. Brooks has it way out front. Starts his dribble. Now to Gilbert, left wing. Up top, Quackenbush. A three-pointer short. Jake Newitt got his rebound. Up and in! Oh, what a play by Quackenbush. Saw it was short, went and got the offensive rebound. He's very close to a double-double, and the Cats have a double-digit lead at 10, 56-46. Shot is no good. Rebound by Brooks. Off it goes to Quackenbush. Swings it to Gilbert. Still in the backcourt. Here comes the press. Got to get it across. Got to get it across. And I think good call by Coach Quackenbush. He calls a timeout. So we'll keep it here at 2:37. Remaining in this fourth quarter, Cats up by 10. So at the 3:59 mark when Central called that timeout, so you've had basically 90 seconds go off. They've had two possessions, no baskets. The Cats get a huge basket by Quackenbush, and now the lead is at 10, and they have the basketball with 2.5 to play. Timeouts. Newark has 4 left. Central has 3, and both teams not committing a lot of fouls in this fourth quarter. Newark has 1 team foul, and Central has 2. So both teams can remain aggressively on defense. And you know the Tigers will be since they're down by 10. Side out, Quackenbush gets it into Morris. Morris across the timeline. Johnson hounds him. Off it goes to Peterson. This is where you love the fact you've got so many good ball handlers on the floor for Newark. And that 5 is Brooks, Quackenbush, Peterson, Morris, and Gilbert. All can handle the rock. Quackenbush to Brooks, left wing. 2:15 to go. Pass knocked away. Brooks battles for it, and the Tigers get a turnover. And layup up and in. Don't count them out. Avian Snyder gets the basket. 2 minutes to play. Cats up by eight. Gilbert. Tie off to Quackenbush. Still in the backcourt. Now to Gilbert. Gotta go. Still in the backcourt. Now to Brooks. Now Morris. Braylon, a big three. No good, but Peterson gets the offensive rebound. Off to Gilbert. Now to Quackenbush. 140 remains. Cats by eight. Jay takes it all the way in. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. And Quackenbush gets it. He knows I probably shouldn't have taken that shot, but again, his hustle gets the offensive rebound. 13 foul for Central, so the Cats two away from getting into the bonus. 136 to go. Cats by eight. Morris looking to get it in. Still looking to get it in. Does to Gilbert. Gilbert out front. So Brooks. Brooks. Now to Quackenbush. Jake. On right wing it goes. To Brooks. Brooks in trouble. Off to Morris. 120 remains. Morris. Now to Quackenbush near half court. Cats are milking now. And that will be a foul on Evans. Now I've got him for five. And it looks like that's what the scores table has too. So Evans will call it an evening. He had a very good second half, finishing with 7 points. So Ryan Donovan will check in for Evans. And that's just the fourth team foul. So Cats still one foul away committed by the Tigers to get to the double bonus. Side out. Quackenbush will take it. 116. Fourth quarter. Cats up 56-48. Back quarter goes to Gilbert. Gilbert swings it to Morris, who will bring it across the timeline. Now it's time to play keep away. Gilbert. Over goes to Brooks. Here comes a double team. Dangerous pass, but Morris gets it. Now to Peterson. 1 minute to play. Now Quackenbush, and he is fouled by Aiden Snyder. That will be his fourth. And Jake will go to the line with exactly a minute left. And Newark up 56-48. And a couple of the fans from Pickerington Central who were causing the disturbance have decided they have had enough and are going to leave. So long. Quackenbush at the line. That one is up and in. Jake with 14. And the lead back up to 9 at 57-48. Ames the second foul shot. And that's also nothing but net. 58-48, Cats by 10. Can't relax yet, but it's looking pretty good for the Cats. Up by 10. Snyder picks up the basketball across the timeline to his brother Aiden. Donovan, tough baseline jumper, short rebound. I think it's going to be on Morris with a push in the back. So that'll be Braylon's fourth. 7 seconds went off the clock there. Just the second team foul for the Cats in this fourth quarter. Peterson will come in. Winbush will take a seat. And Aiden Snyder will inbound it. Still looking to get it in. Gets it into Donovan. Left baseline. Peterson all over him. Donovan will drive baseline. Spin. Shoots. No good. Morris goes up strong for the rebound. Off to Gilbert across the timeline. 40 seconds to go. Gilbert takes it into the paint. Off to Peterson. Cats play keep away. Peterson to Morris. Central not fouling. Pass knocked out of bounds with 31 seconds left. Kind of surprised they were not fouling there as the clock continues to tick down. Cats will inbound it on the baseline. Quackenbush will do the honors. Jake, backcourt it goes to Peterson, to Gilbert. Under 30 seconds. Gilbert to Quackenbush. And there's a foul committed by Sanders. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
First foul shot by Quackenbush is up and in. Jake with a strong fourth quarter, 7 points. And again, some huge rebounds, both offensively and defensively, That step back he had on his missed shot might have been the key play in this one, along with the two foul shots he made at the end of the first half. 25.5 seconds remain. Cats up by 12 now. It's 62-48. Aiden Snyder takes it into the paint, lays it up and in. And it goes to Quackenbush. Now to Morris. He'll bring it across the timeline with 12 seconds to go. And I think Morris traveled. He did. With 10 seconds to go, but the Cats are up by 10 at 60-50. So Newark will improve to 16-3, 9-2 in the Buckeye after this very hard-fought but impressive victory. Snyder takes it in. His layup is up and in. And that will do it here at the Jimmy. It was intense, both on the court and off the court, but Newark comes away with the victory, 60-52 tonight over the Pickerington Central Tigers. We'll wrap this one up after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store. Ross Granville Market.
Find peace of mind at Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Whether you need short-term care for a few days or a place to call home, our compassionate staff is here to help. We're family-owned and feel like it, with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, and delicious meals. Plus, we're one of the only facilities in Pataskala offering ventilator care and accept short- and long-term VA insurance. Visit PataskalaOaks.com today. Pataskala Oaks Care Center, restoring independence and revitalizing lives.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Brian Mays back here at the Jimmy as the Newark Wildcats get victory 1,734 in their illustrious program. And it was hard fought. They got it over Pickerington Central tonight by a final of 60 52-52. Central led after the first quarter 9-8, but Newark rallied with an 8-0 run in the second quarter, and then two foul shots at the end of the quarter with no time left by Jake Quackenbush got the score at 24-19. Central would not go away, and they had a very strong third quarter and cut the lead to 44-42 to enter the fourth quarter. And it went back and forth for a bit, but Newark was up 48-46, got a 6-0 run to take that 54-46 lead, and then was able to hold on between an 8 and 12 point margin to get eventually the 8-point victory at 60-52. Leading the way for the Tigers was Aiden Snyder. He had 16 points. His brother Avon Snyder had 11 points. 8 points off the bench for Jordan Sanders, who played a whale of a basketball game for the Tigers. 7 points for London Evans, all in the second half. 4 points for Ryan Donovan. 3 each for Denzel Osang and Albie Moore. For the Cats, what a night for Braylon Morse. He finishes with 27, and he had 15 of those in the third quarter where he was just unconscious and got the Cats just really keeping them in front, making big shot after big shot. He had 3 threes in that third quarter alone. Again, he finishes with 27. The Cats only had 4 players score tonight, so it was Braylon Morris in the third and Jake Quackenbush in the fourth quarter, as Jake finished with 8 points and 17 overall in the game and probably had the shot of the game after he missed a 3-pointer. He got the offensive rebound, put it back in. That gave the Cats a 6-point game, and they went ahead and got the victory. 8 points each as well for Ty Gilbert, making his first appearance in quite a while after the injury, and 8 points for Tybron Brooks as well. And that's the 60 points for Newark getting the 8-point victory. So again, Newark now 16-3 on the season, 9-2 in the OCC Buckeye. They get their fourth straight victory and stop the Tigers' win streak also at 4. Our next broadcast will be this Friday night. We'll have a doubleheader for you, as both the girls and boys teams will entertain the Vikings of Taze Valley. We'll start with the girls with the pregame show at 5:45 and the tip-off at 6, and then the boys game will immediately follow that one as well, as we continue to close out the regular season and OCC Buckeye play. Thanks to Ethan, as always, back at the studio. Great job, my friend. For everyone at WCLT and Kate 98.7, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final, Newark 60 and Pickerington Central 52. Have a great Tuesday evening, everyone. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.